What is up, people? It is Megan, your favorite friendly neighborhood pharmacist, and I am back for another episode of Help Facts. I know it's been a while, but like I said, I'll be back, and here I am. 2 weeks did feel like forever, but I think it was the best decision. I definitely feel like so much has happened just within the short period of time that, you know, in between the episodes. And if you've been keeping up with the news and our social media, you probably know that the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine is officially FDA approved for individuals 16 and up. All right, great. Another step for mankind. The real question now is, do we even deserve it? COVID-19 cases are going up with the Delta variant. COVID-19 is still being politicized. States are refusing to mandate masks. Some states are fining people for mandating masks. Social distancing, not really a thing. I don't know what's going on. Classes are back to being in person. The healthcare system is literally on fire, is the only way I can describe it. And we're kind of behaving like, you know, if we ignore the problem long enough, it'll disappear. Sorry to break it to you guys, but that only works when the homeless guy peeks into your window at the stoplight. This is not a realistic approach to life. This virus has been hanging around for almost 2 years, and so far, we've literally done everything wrong. This pandemic is a test of simple human decency, and we have failed woefully. While some claim that they do not trust science and medicine as their excuse for not being vaccinated, some of us have decided to slip on a lab coat and bestow upon ourselves with multiple science degrees and PhDs. Yes, I'm talking about our self-made medication experts. So I wake up this morning and a news headline is that a judge in Ohio ordered a hospital to treat a COVID-19 patient with ivermectin, despite the warnings that it has not been proven to be effective against the virus and could be dangerous in large doses. My guess is the wife of the patient was freaking out about her husband being sick with COVID and decided to ask for him to be treated with ivermectin. Hospital said, no, it's against our policy, and then she proceeded to take the case to court. Now, my question is, since when did patients start telling hospital officials how to treat patients? Oh, wait, you know what? That's kind of a trick question. But anyways, the judge ordered the doctors to administer ivermectin to the patient. And, you know, I'm over here thinking, like, what business does a judge have telling a licensed professional how to do their job? Like, what in the world is going on? Like, my head is literally about to explode because I'm so confused. Like, too much is going on right now, and I've, like, medicine should be practiced using skill and evidence. Like, what business does a judge have with telling what to give to a patient? Especially when it's not an evidence-based treatment. I can understand if it's an evidence-based treatment and it's supposed to work, but then the doctor is refusing to treat the patient, and the judge is like, okay, you know what? This is what you should be doing. It says so in the books, whatever. I don't know. But this is crazy. Like, I don't understand. But anyways, I feel like it's kind of crazy what this COVID world is turning into. And people are turning up left and right with opinions about medicine after watching like one episode of Grey's Anatomy. And I'm hearing so many theories about COVID-19 and vaccines that sound completely like insane. And there's like no evidence to back these claims, but they're all over the media. They're all over social media, and people are making decisions off of these. Like, at this point, it's not even funny anymore, okay? And you know what? I'm just going to stop on this rant because I will go down this rabbit hole and I will not know how to get out of it because this is just something that I go on a rant about every so often. So let's get into the topic for today, okay? So I decided to dedicate today's episode to a topic that is somewhat trending, you know? And if you haven't figured it out already, I'm going to be talking about ivermectin. So, on August 30th, FDA issued a letter to veterinarians and retailers asking for assistance in sharing important safety information about the dangerous misuse of animal ivermectin to prevent or treat COVID-19 in people. And in my head, I'm thinking, okay, so I'm working in the pharmacy and I'll be like, hey, if you consider using ivermectin, don't, okay? And, you know, I'm watching you. Yeah, it's so hard because you don't really know, like, who is, because it's not like they're going to come in and ask you, like, oh, by the way, I got some horse ivermectin in my truck and I'm trying to figure out, like, how to dose myself. Like, that doesn't really happen. So, hence the reason why we're having this problem. And it's just, and this honestly was about a week or so after issuing a warning against the use of ivermectin for treatment and prevention of COVID-19, because there's no like substantial evidence showing that it actually works. There's evidence that kind of said both things, but they're not really strong evidence. And like the methodology is kind of like all over the place. And it's just like one of those, some of those studies are not like strong enough to show that there's any effectiveness whatsoever. So what we're hearing now is that poison control centers across the country are reporting a sharp increase in reports of people suffering adverse health effects after taking animal ivermectin. Now, people are starting to purchase various like highly concentrated animal formulations of ivermectin, which are meant to be used in animals, not human beings, animals. And the reason why FDA put it their health advisory, and even CDC on the 26th, they also sent out a health advisory warning doctors and the public about the rapid increase in prescribing of this ivermectin. And, you know, typically, weekly average of ivermectin prescription pre-pandemic was about 3,600, so 3,600. By August, the CDC noted that this has gone up to more than 88,000 prescriptions in 1 week. That's like 24-fold increase from baseline. On top of that, there are the calls to poison control centers that have also increased threefold compared to before the pandemic. Crazy. So let's talk about ivermectin for a bit. So ivermectin is a drug that has been approved by the FDA to treat certain kinds of infections caused by internal and external parasites in human beings. So it's an actual drug indicated for parasites in human beings. Now it's used to treat like parasitic worms, lice infestations, river blindness, and in some cases, scabies. And dosing is very specific. It's usually typically weight-based in like most of the cases where it's used. And when it's used as for its prescribed and approved indications, generally it's safe and well-tolerated because there's evidence behind its use for those indications. But ivermectin, actually, it's more popularly known for its use in animals to prevent or treat internal external parasites in animals. And some adverse effects that someone may experience if you're taking ivermectin include like rash, fever, swelling, headache, eye inflammation, things like that. But then there are some severe reactions like nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, low blood pressure, seizures, palpitations, which is like heart racing. There's SJS, Steven Johnson syndrome, and toxic epidermal necrolysis, which is TN, like 10. And these two are pretty scary adverse effects. They're pretty rare, but when they happen, they usually a result of like taking certain kinds of medications. And it's SJS, for example, it's a painful rash that spreads through like the top layer of the skin. It causes blisters and then the skin dies and kind of just sheds. It's disgusting. And then toxic epidermal necrolysis is a more severe version of that where the skin just peels in sheets. Like literally your skin is just sloughing off, like you're shedding. But then it leaves like a large, like raw area of like, you literally seen like flesh. It's so gross. And obviously your skin is there in place to protect you. It's like your immune defense, your first line defense against like certain kinds of like bacteria, viruses, particles, things of that sort. And also like it keeps the water inside your body. So losing skin causes fluids to like leak out of your skin. It gets damaged and then it gets infected. Like it's, oh my gosh, it's so serious. It usually requires a hospitalization. Both of them do. Sometimes people die from this stuff. It's really bad. So let's just stop talking about that because I'm just imagining it's so gross. So other adverse effects of ivermectin include vision loss, confusion, hallucinations, seizures, coma, and death. So it's not like a smooth, like safe drug to just like randomly just take all willy-nilly, like, you know, like drinking some water. It's not some one of those. And also you have to consider it's a medication and it can interact with other medications and sometimes make the adverse effects of other medications more profound. So that's other things that you have to take into consideration when you're taking a medication that's not prescribed for whatever you're taking the medication for, or not even prescribed for human beings in general. So that being said, the issue that has been occurring in this pandemic is that some people are ingesting ivermectin-containing products that have been purchased without a prescription because it's for animals. And some of them are taking like topical formulations, like formulations, say for the skin, for example. And sometimes, and these topical formulations, right, they're intended for large animals, like horse, sheep, cattle, like that. And they can be very strong, like very concentrated forms of ivermectin. So obviously cause an overdose in human beings when they take it, because they don't even know how much you're supposed to take or if they're supposed to take it, period. So basically they take these doses that are obviously above the FDA recommended dosing in human beings and also come in forms that are not approved for human ingestion. I mean, what the hell do you expect to happen? Now, let me read out a couple of cases, okay, that were reported by the Poison Control Center. So an adult drank an injectable ivermectin formulation intended for using cattle in attempt to prevent COVID-19 infection. Now, this patient ended up in the hospital, confusion, drowsiness, visual hallucinations, tachypnea, which is like they're having a hard time breathing or they're breathing really fast, basically, and then tremors. Now, the patient obviously recovered, but they were hospitalized for 9 days, okay? Another patient went in the ER with altered mental status, which means altered mental status, like they don't know where they are. They're kind of confused and like almost like barely conscious, like stuff like that. This was after taking ivermectin tablets of unknown strengths, which they purchased on the internet. The patients apparently took 5 tablets a day for 5 days to treat COVID-19. And they came in disoriented. They had difficulty answering questions or following commands. The symptoms actually improved with discontinuing ivermectin after admission into the hospital. And you know what? I don't even know what to say about this, but I just think we need to stop acting out of fear. A lot of times when we do things out of fear or emotions, sometimes it ends up like being overly done. And this is literally the same thing that happened with hydroxychloroquine, except that I hate that drug. Probably more dangerous, and I'm glad that's over. And not that I hate the drug itself, it's just for the use that it was intended. And now people are now risking their lives again and putting themselves in a worse position. And to top it all up, ending up with more medical bills. Because imagine being in the hospital for 9 days. Like, but you know what? Let me just tell you, this is what you need to know about ivermectin, okay? Per CDC, not my opinion, CDC, okay? Ivermectin has not been proven as a way to prevent or treat COVID-19. It is not FDA approved and has not been given an EUA for this purpose. So keep that in mind, okay? Do not ingest ivermectin products that should be used on the skin or that it's not meant for human use. Now I'm talking about meant for animal use. That just seems like common sense, but you never know. Seek immediate medical attention or call the Poison Control Center hotline. It's 1-800-222-1222. Again, 1-800-222-1222. Now call them for advice if you have taken ivermectin or any product that contains ivermectin and are having symptoms. Also, call them for the purpose that they're called for when you take something that's poisonous. Just wanted to put that out there. All right. And then if you wanted to know what some signs of, and symptoms of ivermectin poisoning is, it mostly is gastrointestinal stomach-like reactions. That's nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, diarrhea. People also experience like headache, blurred vision, dizziness, fast heart rate, low blood pressure. So these are some symptoms. And like I mentioned earlier, some other severe symptoms may include like tremors, seizures, hallucination, confusion, loss of balance or coordination, decreased alertness, and coma. So I would say probably ask for help before you get that far. Okay. And this is my personal opinion, not CDC. Stop trying to find a shortcut. Just do the right thing. It may be more uncomfortable for you and not so promising, but it's the best option that we've got. Okay, so go get vaccinated. There is a COVID-19 vaccine that has been FDA approved, and it's safe, it's effective, and it is the only way that we have right now for preventing getting sick from COVID, or at least severe illness from the Delta variant and death, okay? So do that. Also, protect yourself and others from getting sick by wearing a mask and/or I would say wear a mask outdoors too if you're around lots of people. Social distancing, okay? Stay about 6 feet away from people if you can help it, all right? And these are people who do not live in your household because, I mean, don't stay away from the people that live in your household unless you're intentionally trying to stay away from them, all right? Avoid crowds, avoid poorly ventilated spaces. Try to make sure to wash your hands often. You should do this with or without COVID. You should wash your hands often. Just the right thing to do. So wash your hands for at least 20 seconds. And then if you're going to use a hand sanitizer, make sure it has at least 60% of alcohol, okay? So just do all these things. Take all these steps. I know it's a lot of steps, a lot of things to do, but these are the things that have been proven to be effective and they're less likely to kill you or make you end up in the hospital, okay? I understand we're in a very uncertain situation and I admit it is scary not knowing if this will ever end or whether we're going to survive this, especially if you're doing all the right things. And obviously other people seem to not care at all. If it makes you feel better to know this, the real experts are working day and night to find a solution to this problem. The FDA is also doing its job by carefully evaluating the scientific data to be sure that these drugs are both safe and effective for whatever purpose that they are being used for. So have some faith, guys. We will prevail. All right, you guys, that's all for today. Okay, that's all for today's episode. So subscribe if you haven't already. So you should get a notification whenever my next episode drops. Leave a review and drop a comment. Let me know how you feel about this episode. Send me a message on Facebook or Instagram. Let me know what you like to hear about in future episodes. And if you're not on social media, that's not a problem. Just find me on my website, www.healthfacts, spelled with a CX at the end. .com and send me a message on there. Please reach out to me. Tell me more about the topics that you would like to hear about, or if you have some news or something that you want me to, like, you know, talk about anything, just hit me up, okay? Thank you guys for listening, and you know what? It's Dr. B, and I'm out.